Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. We'll begin with a taste of winter barreling down on us. Snow is to begin about midday and change over to sleet and then rain later in the afternoon. Generally speaking, the further north and west you go, the later the transition will be. The Philadelphia School Board is vowing to make sure the district carries out its plan to seal off and remove asbestos from school buildings. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The school board's Finance and Facilities Committee Chair Lee Wong says he empathizes with parents and teachers concerned about asbestos.
We are also upset, and we stand with everyone who wants to help us in making our schools safer.
Wong says the board plans to hold the height administration accountable for executing its plan to manage and abate asbestos in district buildings. Height's chief of staff, Naomi Wyatt, told the committee Thursday the district was putting its asbestos inspection process on hold.
We did put a brief pause to this inspection process while we do a quality review.
Former Meredith Elementary School principal Cindy Farlino said principals need to be trained how to spot potential asbestos issues.
8 years as principal in a school where a teacher is now dying of mesothelioma. I walk through that school every single day.
The district expects that inspectors will find additional asbestos problems in its aging buildings. Authorities are continuing their investigation into the death of a young woman whose body was found decomposing in a South Philadelphia basement. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains the teen has been identified.
Officials say 18-year-old Erin Schweikert was the young woman found stuffed in a plastic bag and then stuffed in a Tupperware container in the basement of a home on Porter Street near 21st Street. Schweikert went missing in October after her family said she met someone along Front Street in South Philadelphia and never returned home, never answering repeated phone calls or texts. Authorities have been investigating the case for a possible human or sex trafficking link but have not yet had solid evidence. According to police, Schweikert was not dismembered, as originally reported by the sheriff's office, and there's no sign of trauma to the body. The medical examiner is awaiting toxicology results, but at this point, the death has not yet been ruled a homicide.
It's back to the drawing board for supporters of a ban on single-use plastic and paper bags in New Jersey. But as we hear from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden, they're not giving up the fight.
State senators barely passed the plan in the waning hours of the lame duck session, but the assembly never voted. What happened? Jeff Tittle of the New Jersey Sierra Club.
The lobbyists from the plastics industry and the oil industry and the paper industry weighed in and got the speaker not to post the bill.
Word is leadership of the governor couldn't agree on last-minute amendments to the package, but the measure's being reintroduced in the legislature. They'll have to go through the entire process again, something supporters of the ban are not thrilled about. Dozens of towns across the state have already passed local prohibitions, and Tittle says efforts will continue on that front in large part to put pressure on Trenton legislators to join 8 other states in banning plastics and styrofoam containers.
In Bucks County, they're marking the Martin Luther King Jr. weekend with a special screening tomorrow of a film that looks at police-community relations. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward explains.
The film is called Walking While Black, Love is the Answer. It takes a raw, hard look at the relationship between police and minority communities.
I see kids when they see me in uniform go out of their way just to say to the top of their lungs, I hate the police!
And perceptions from each side along with a roadmap to try to improve relations.
You gotta start seeing each other as a value and as an asset.
Bucks County DA Matt Weintraub says with things like social media, sometimes views can be distorted.
We could have a real-life discourse and a dialogue between the police, individual police officers, and our young people in Bucks County. That's going to be a win-win for everyone.
Weintraub expects more than 400 students will attend at the Bensalem High School auditorium, and he says after the screening, they'll break into groups to talk about it.
With a police officer who's also viewed the film present with each group.
The event is open to the public. It's part of the 7th annual MLK Teen Peace and Justice Summit.
The event is getting a lot of support from law enforcement. The 19th annual Hoops from the Heart basketball clinics are set for MLK Day on Monday. That from KYW's Matt Leon.
Bobby Morgan is the head women's basketball coach at Haverford College, and she helped start these clinics nearly two decades ago. She talks about what's on tap for Monday.
At Cabrini, Newman, Haverford, and Widener University on Martin Luther King Day, we're going to have four basketball clinics. It'll be run by the men's and women's teams and coaches. And we have youths come in and bring canned goods, and we do a two-hour clinic, and all of the proceeds go to the Community Action Agency.
That's the Community Action Agency of Delaware County. And over the years, Morgan says these clinics have raised some $125,000 for the agency. Morgan says the clinics are for boys and girls grades 1 through 8.
You can pre-register. We do take walk-ups, but we prefer people to register ahead of time. So if you go to the college website, you should be able to get that information.
The clinic at Haverford is already sold out. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.